Change doesn't happen organically. It doesn't happen by itself. People wait for change like they're waiting for a bus. People want things to happen. They want to get farther down the road. But that bus ain't coming. It's only when they go out and flag a ride that they get where they want to go. After I blew out of Ogilvy, I went out west to fool around. Spent 6 months doing nothing. Came back. I really didn't have anything in mind. I was turned off to advertising, but my father said, "You want to give it a shot and join me?" I did. I had a degree from Wharton, so I joined the agency in 1983 not as a creative, but as an account executive. Our big clients were Ambi Skin Tone, a skin cream for African Americans, and Letts of London Diaries. Letts paid us $3,000 a month retainer, and we designed their catalog. I was sitting in a meeting with two of their executives, and they began to plot out the business. "We should put the blue striped diary here and the black one on page 2. They were so serious, jumping around the room, very excited about the work they were doing. I broke out laughing. "What are you laughing at?" one asked me. "You guys take this really seriously." I just didn't see how anyone could get excited about anything in business. I hated the ad business. I thought I was a creative sort, and I'd see my dad in his room working with his partners trying to come up with creative ideas for Oneida Silversmiths. I wanted to get involved in their conversations, but he said, "Nah, we really need you on the account side." Even on that side, I wasn't on top of things. I was working, but my heart and soul weren't into it. I would go to meetings and handle clients, but I wasn't putting myself out. I was the boss's jerk-off son, and I think my father recognized that. He really cared about his company, and I didn't. "You know what?" he finally told me. "You're not taking this seriously. Take a walk. Find work you love. Get the fuck out of here." I'm sad to say he was right. I stumbled around for 6 months, sold Gitano jeans at a flea market, really didn't know what I wanted to do. I had been accepted at George Washington Law School when my dad decided to sell his business. He got an offer from an agency in Philadelphia, Spiro. They wanted a presence in New York. My father and his partners were in their mid-50s. He was going to sell and stay on working there for another 5 years and then retire. My dad had been running the place for 14 years. He'd had enough. I hadn't. I knew this was a moment and an opportunity that arrived only rarely. And not being a complete moron, I also knew this was not a schmata business.